So when it comes to love, dopamine gets all the credit, right? After all, it is the love hormone. But in early pharmaceutical trials, we found that dopamine wasn't always the biggest player in the symphony. Take ecstasy, for example. When someone gets a dose of MDMA, they actually get more serotonin and norepinephrine than dopamine. So I guess, in a way, we technically made a weaker pseudo-ecstasy before we knew what we were looking for. Plug in the house music and break out the glow sticks. We were basically making test subjects feel happy, but not exactly in love. So that's when we realized we were targeting one facet of a progression. What we really needed for true love was a medication that would emulate all the hormone stages, like attraction, infatuation, connection. For instance, some hormones actually drop when you're infatuated. For infatuated love, we needed less serotonin to trigger obsessions like OCD. So, next time you're watching Romeo and Juliet, you're actually watching two people temporarily stricken with OCD for one another. In summary, we didn't need to invent one love drug. We needed to invent three love drugs, but released at different stages. Kind of like a everlasting gobstopper of hormone meds. Babe? Babe, are you even listening? I know, I kind of went off again. But I swear, I was getting to the big news. So, are you ready for it? Are you ready for the shocker? We made it. Yeah. We actually finally manufactured true love in a pill. Babe, why do you look so worried? This is something the world needs. Something I need. What do I mean? Well, look, we've been working a lot lately. I think we can both agree. Sometimes our relationship feels more like cohabitation than a loving partnership. Oh, wait, please, don't get defensive. I'm not trying to assign blame. In fact, if anyone has contributed the most to making this relationship go inert, it's me. You may not have been stirring the beaker, so to speak, but I was the one who killed our chemistry. And I really want to make that right again. I hope you don't think I'm selfish for this, but I wasn't developing this drug for the rest of the world. I was developing it for us. Which is why, I might have done something premature. You promise you won't be mad? Pinky promise? What about pull out your penis promise? Oh, really? That's not a thing? Well, it should be. Because if I scoot a little bit closer and unzip your pants like this, suddenly it's just gotten a lot more dangerous for you to tell a lie while I have your manhood in my hands. Why are you acting so surprised? We're a couple. There's nothing vulgar about wanting to have your cock in my hands. Also, I'm a lot less likely to ramble if I'm fixated on how hard you are. Now, promise. Promise you won't get mad. I did something. I started a little test. A pretest, technically, before the drug trial was approved. Babe. Oh my god, there's so much pre-cum coming out of your cock. It's making it so slick. Yes, it's perfectly safe. I'm certain. But it's gonna prove something you and I need to know. Something I need to know. If we can go back to appreciating each other. Like before. And if it requires medication to get that spark back, is it worth it? Like, imagine going back to when we were dating. After the awkward phase. What if we could make each other's hearts flutter again? Not that mine ever stopped, but it takes a certain amount of sustained obsession to really take notice of someone every single day. Having my chest pound when you walked into the office that first time? It's not the same as seeing you on the couch checking your phone, you know? But what if it could be? What if we could get excited by sitting together again? Granted, stroking you like this isn't the same as just sitting with you. But I've never gotten bored of this. I've never gotten bored of appreciating your body. Your masculinity. I always want to grab this incredible cock and give it passionate little kisses. Sometimes I just forget how to ask. So, may I? May I give it little kisses? Maybe some little licks? You know, it's just silky panties and fishnets under this lab coat I'm wearing. I'm sorry, did you say something? Oh, right. How much have I taken? Well, I might have synthesized the full 3-stage drug. That entire everlasting gobstopper of love that I was telling you about. Oh. Have I ever mentioned how perfect your cock is? So perfect. Like, in terms of biology, it is just so suited to its purpose. Its real purpose. Being inside me. Not just my mouth, silly. Even though I can tell you're really enjoying this. Do you think maybe I could sit on it? Please? I'm sorry, what? Oh, right. I was talking about the early trials. Well, my true love formula doesn't pose any serious risks. It's just, well, think of it like a rebalancing of mild hormones that are already on market. At least. It shouldn't have any drastic effects. It's not like the pill is forcing me to crawl onto your lap. Like this. It's not forcing me to spread my coat. Like this. And it's definitely not forcing me to pull my panties to the side. Like this. I just really, really need to sit on this wonderful cock of yours, babe. Besides, is there anywhere better for you to monitor me? If I'm sitting right here on your lap, looking at you, you can watch for negative reactions. While I slowly slide you inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I'm so wet. Oh, you slid in so easily. Have we ever done that before? Made full eye contact the moment I took your entire length. You know what? So what if it is the drug making me ride you right now? So what, babe? I want it. I want it so bad. Oh, I want you. This isn't like a question of free will. I just need this gorgeous throbbing cock of yours. Oh, right there. It's just perfect. Oh, it was made for me to take it like this. Made for me to bounce on it. Oh, yeah. Maybe if the drug's making me wetter, I'm clenching around you tighter than normal. Oh, that's just an added bonus, don't you think? Oh, babe. Maybe I can feel you twitching. Is having me this desperate too much for you? Is me grinding myself in your lap? Like I'm trying to stir my insides with your cock? Having you think about coming inside? Your desperate, dorky girlfriend? If you don't think you'll last long, I guess you'll just have to fuck me faster then, won't you? Fuck me? Oh my god. Oh, I needed this cock inside me so bad. I just forgot how to ask for it. I forgot how to beg. Please, please, baby. I love you. I need you. Oh, please. Please
fuck me, stupid. Sometimes your brilliant little girl is too smart for her own good. Sometimes... Sometimes I don't remember how to ask without it hurting my pride. That happens. Could you take pity on me? Take pity on me and just fuck me. Yeah, fuck me like this. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, whenever I seem irritable or distracted by work for days on end, always want you to pull me aside and sit me down and brush my hair back. Oh, make me fucking take it. Oh, yeah. Just like this. Oh, you feel so nice. Oh, my God. You're just throbbing inside me. Having my arms around your neck and just bouncing on this cock. Oh, but wait. I think I need something else right now, babe. Could you treat me like your brainless little girl and fuck me and doggy? Yeah? Please, throw me over the back of the couch and rip off my panties. Oh! I really need you to grab two fistfuls of my hair and make me arch my back and just fuck me until I can't form a proper sentence, please. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh yeah, please. Oh yeah. Yank my head back. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, just fucking fill me with that cock. Oh, fill your brilliant little girl with your thick, white, creamy cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love feeling small under you. Oh, I need this so fucking bad. Yeah, my pussy's begging for it. Oh, even while you make it ache. Yeah, just fucking use me. Oh, babe. Oh, my eyes just went crossed. Oh, look, it's so fucking good. Oh, how could I ever forget? This is where I belong. It's taking your incredible fucking cock. Oh, my God. Please, please. Please, master. Master, babe. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck the couch. It doesn't matter. Just keep fucking me. Oh. Yeah, pin me against the cushions. Oh, fuck me down. Please. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, keep fucking my thoughts away. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, so fucking good. Oh my God, you're so perfect. You're so fucking perfect. Please let me be dumb for you sometime. Let me be your sexy little bundle of nerves and hormones wrapped in a lab coat. Fuck. Oh, I'm just waiting for you to take me by the hips and fuck me silly. Oh, yeah. Like this. Oh my God, just like this. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh my God, babe, I'm gonna come, please let me come, fuck, you keep bugging me, oh, just let me come until I'm dazed, please, fuck, oh, I'm coming, oh my God, Oh, yes. Oh, I love being your stupid little cum slut. Gabe. Oh my god. Holy fuck, I came so fucking hard. Babe, that was... Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to stay like this for a minute. Ruined on the couch. But wait. Wait, can you help me check something? Here, pass me that pill bottle. Huh. That's funny. Nothing, it's just... The inside of the cap is purple. No way. Oh, that's just the color they usually assign to the control group. The purple pill means these were sugar pills. Oh.